canciones de antaño y una foto para el señor que estrena traje este año.
You are listening to the International Radio Report. Your reactions are much appreciated. Feel free to send them to radioreport@yahoo.com. That is radioreport@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, December the 11th, 2022. We thank you for joining us. My name's Sheldon. Jill is with me, pushing all the right buttons. And we thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca, the website for CKUT Radio here in Montreal. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report, 868 members at this point. We welcome Al Lyman and Olar Waju to our group. And our YouTube channel, where you can go and check out past editions of the show at your leisure, youtube.com/@IRR. We have 742 subscribers. We start off with a story of a tool for medium wave DXers. This is something that's been around for quite a long time. There is an updated version of it, and we thought we would share that with you today. We've talked a lot about AM DXing, which is a really good radio pastime to do in the winter months, especially when we have long periods of darkness. You're able to hear long-distance AM radio stations quite easily. But sometimes it's really hard to figure out what you're listening to. So this is one of the tools that's out there that is going to be a great help to you. Comes to us from Tim Tromp of Muskegon, Illinois, posting this message to Glenn Hauser's World of Radio IO group. The updated tool for AM or medium wave DXing. The new URL for the Canada US AM station info search page is amdxer.com/AMBC/. For nearly 20 years, Barry McLarnon's Canada USAM station info search page, also known as Topaz, has helped DXers identify and add Canadian and US AM radio stations to their logbooks. Contained within the site's simple layout lies powerful searching capabilities, including fuzzy searches that allow DXers to search for similar sounding call signs, partial call signs, filtering frequencies by the first letter of the call sign, a C, a W, or a K, for example, filtering a frequency by station format, station sunrise and sunset times, distance calculations, and more. Tim goes on to say, I've been a huge fan of Barry's website for over a decade, and I would honestly be lost without it. Recent server outages have proved how much I rely on his site during my own live DXing sessions. Realizing how much I value the site for my own DX, I approached Barry about transferring the website to my server where I could perform more frequent updates to keep the data as reliable as possible. Barry agreed, and I'm proud to be the new caretaker for this excellent resource. Barry's server will remain online for a bit longer and will function as a secondary backup until he decides to pull the plug for good. I have no plans to change the site in any way, as I feel the functionality is simple, to the point, and works well just the way it is. I do welcome all DXers to contact me directly off list if you have updates to any of the station information presented on this site. So we'll post up the link to this. I think you'll find it just an amazing tool to help you identify the somewhat difficult task of identifying some of the medium wave stations you're trying to pull out of a pileup of stations. You may hear partial call signs. You may hear something that sounds like it, and you look it up in another source and it's not that. It may sound like it. You can use this search engine for many, many different ways of helping you figure out what it is that you're listening to by frequencies, by cities. It's basically like a spreadsheet where you could sort by any of the columns on an Excel sheet, for example. So a really, really handy tool. The Canadian US AM station info search page. And as I said, we'll post up the link for that on our Facebook page. We thank Tim for passing that story along. I'm anxious to go and make use of it myself.
Yep, it's pretty cool. And you have also the ability to see not just, you know, the information of what format the station should be, but also the network slogan, if there's one. So really helpful. And of course, if you match that with maybe the ability to stream audio from that station and try to compare, I think it's this is really, really a great resource. So we have the CRTC that allows broadcasters to operate one more FM, upholds CanCon requirements, by Connie Thiessen, Broadcast Dialogue. The CRTC has released the results of its latest commercial radio review, allowing broadcasters to operate one more FM station in the same market under certain conditions while upholding Canadian content requirements. The first commercial radio policy update since 2014, one of the review's key changes offers greater flexibility to common ownership policy. For markets with 8 commercial radio stations or more operating in a given language, an individual may now be permitted to own or control as many as 4 stations, with a maximum of 3 stations within one frequency band, FM or AM, in that language. For markets with fewer than 8 commercial radio stations operating in a given language, one may be permitted to own or control as many as 3 stations operating in that language, with no limits on frequency band. While organizations including the Canadian Association of Broadcasters noted in their inventions that the current 35% Canadian content requirement for popular music was out of sync with consumer tastes, the review upholds the current percentage. The CRTC also maintained a quota for French vocal music for French language broadcasters at the current level of 65% in each broadcast week and 55% between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday to Friday. At the same time, it has eliminated the hits policy in Montreal and Ottawa-Gatineau, stating that it finds that the evolution of the audio market in Canada has made it such that the hits policy is no longer effective in achieving its stated intent of protecting French language broadcasters from a lost revenue or audience share. It additionally sets out an expectation that commercial stations that were not already required by conditions of license to broadcast music by emerging artists play at least 5% of songs from emerging Canadian artists, defined by a 48-month window following the release of the artist's first commercially marketed song. Commercial radio licensees will have to report annually on the percentage of selections from Canadian emerging artists and the number of distinct artists they broadcast. The Commission is also expecting commercial radio broadcasters to include Indigenous music in their playlists, noting it continues co-development of a new Indigenous broadcast policy that will impact all facets of the industry. Maybe a little scary to see that stations and that owners can maybe have even more stations on the air. You know, diversity on radio is important, and when one owner owns too much of it, we don't see that much of a difference on the dial suddenly.
There's a few cities I know of in the U.S. where one company has owned all of the radio stations in the one city, which is just totally bizarre. Right. For example, on AM stations, if you've got a lot of talk radio, we've talked many times in the past of how pretty much every talk radio station in the States is either designated as being Republican or Democrat supportive. And if you got one company that owns most of the stations, you're only going to get one side of the story on your radio dial. So I find this decision quite surprising. They've talked about changing for a long time, but as they say, it's been since 2014 since they updated this. And there were problems where stations tried to own more than three and they weren't allowed. And they had to either, you know, when they acquired another company or whatever, they had to sell off a station or two. So this is going to give them a little more freedom. I don't think I'm all that surprised that the numbers of the percentage of French music on French stations, that's something that's kind of been cast in stone for a long time, because you're not going to find many English stations playing too much French music. And if the French artists can't get their music played on the French radio stations, then there's a problem.
Absolutely.
So I guess I'm not really too surprised at that. And seeing indigenous artists get their music on regular radio stations, that's something quite new. There hasn't been a lot of that other than maybe the CBC playing some indigenous artists. So be interesting to see some of the stations, how they go about choosing what they're going to play to meet those requirements. We have a little bit of seasonal programming for you coming up for the holidays. We received a message from the station FRS Holland. They will be having a seasonal December broadcast. And the timing here in North America may not be the greatest for you, but we thought we'd pass this along for you. On Sunday, December the 18th, FRS Holland will be ringing out 2022 with its traditional seasonal December broadcast. Programs will start at 0852 UTC. FRS will boast with a tasteful December dinner of music, radio-related program items, and they'll be answering mail and DX news from their October 30th program that they had on the air. So times and frequencies on December the 18th, they'll be using 7700 parallel to 9335 kilohertz. And the program will run from 0852 UTC all the way through to 1330 UTC. And there is a possibility that they may replace 9335 with 9300. So you might have to check both of those if you're up and around at that time. They'll also be using 6185 in the same time frame, 0852 to 1330 UTC. What will the programming be? Well, it'll start off with the station opening ID and theme tune, followed by FRS Magazine, which will feature music from the past decades. At 10 UTC, they'll have a German show with a focus on new indie rock and wave music, and feature a couple of radio items as well. 10:45 UTC, Dave Scott's Radio Waves, featuring classic rock, modern progressive rock, radio chat and reminiscences about land-based free radio stations, and expect a number of excellent Christmas tracks. 11:30 UTC, FRS goes DXmas. They'll have news from around the world and a shortwave news and a radio diary looking back at some memorable moments in the month of December. 1200 UTC, the Musical Express. Gilles, you might like this one. Music of the 70s and 80s, plus radio-related items. 1245 UTC, the ILLS. I'm not sure what those initials stand for, to be honest. But Mike Taylor reads out all of the mail from their 42nd anniversary programming. And the operation, the broadcast, will shut down at 1335 UTC. So again, that's on December the 18th. From 0852 UTC to 1330 UTC, 7700 and 9335, as well as 6185 kilohertz. And the 9335 frequency might possibly be replaced with 9300.
So what's happening with our sun? Quiet to unsettled conditions most of the week. We were sometimes close to geomagnetic storming at times. But for the most part, you know, conditions were nice. We had a lot of interesting propagation. We have, of course, better activity on the sun with a couple of big sunspots that have bumped up the sunspot number to 115 and the solar flux 143. And it really shows, even in evening, much better propagation for signals that usually goes with the fact that the solar flux is higher. What's coming up this week? Well, for now, it seems to be rather quiet conditions, no coronal hole. So hopefully things are going to stay pretty stable and pretty good. The only way that you can actually check that out is to turn on a radio and listen.
This is Glenn Hauser on the air since 1987. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
How much should personalities talk on your radio station? This is by Joel Robb, Inside Radio. The legendary John Guerin had the floor in a meeting of the program departments and general managers, consultants, and corporate honchos. The subject of how much talking there should be on a struggling morning show came up. After several of us weighed in, John paused and said something illuminating. Morning shows have to earn their talk time. The room went silent as his wisdom sunk in. I never forgot those words. Regarding talk on a music radio station, Guerin had it right then, and he has it right now. The amount of talk on a music station is directly proportional to how compelling that talking is. The more interesting you are, the more often you get to talk. The funnier you are, the longer you get to talk. The cliche, funny is money, rings true. In the age of BPM, we need to get to the point quickly. As listeners, patience is thin. So no matter how interesting or funny you are, so how often should you talk in an hour outside of morning drive on a country station? 3, 4, 5 or more times per hour? Should you talk into breaks? That depends upon whether you can add anything to what's being played. 5 or 6 times is a good number if you can be additive, creative, telling the audience something that the station is doing that's of benefit to them. Or you can say something about the artist or the song or an event, preferably local, that will be so interesting that it passes the water cooler test, whereby the listener feels compelled to pass on that info. This is a high standard, but frankly, radio is in the fight of its life. And we no longer have time for empty breaks in which the RDS can say the same thing you say. Have you connected with your target listener by offering something specially of interest to her? Think about what happens when you meet someone new at a party. You have to get to know that person and care about them before you can hear about their trials and tribulations. The person who talks incessantly out of the gate at the party is one of who makes you feel like escaping to find another person to talk to. But if you have developed a relationship with someone, then you have a yellow light to go forward. How long you talk during each break is a perception as much as it is an actual amount of time. 2 minute bits can feel like 5 or more if they suck. 5 minute bits can sound like 2 or fewer if they're great. Markets and stations that have media monitors can measure tune out of benchmark bits. If you want to talk more on or more often, become an expert in a country format that's fairly easy if you're a fan. Keep up on the latest news and gossip of Nashville. Show your passion often with knowledge and excitement. Be an expert on your own town or the towns you track for. As a pro, you can sound like you live there. Bob Iger, the reinstated president of Disney, said in a recent meeting with his troops, "It's not about how much we create. It's about how great the things are that we do create. Make your talk contributions great. The better they are, the more mic time you'll have, if that's your goal." So definitely, you got to be interesting if you want to keep the listeners out there.
Yeah, you know, so many FM stations are all about the music. And many of them, other than the morning show and maybe the drive home show, don't even have a live announcer in the studio to begin with. They're voice tracked or what have you. We got stations that play, you know, these hour-long music breaks where they basically don't have any speakers come in. You know, they just fill in a couple commercials here and there. So, yeah, if you're going to get on the air and talk, you better know what you're talking about. You better be entertaining or people are going to tune out. Unfortunately, though, I'm finding that a lot of stations, as we've said on the show many times, it seems like the stations don't want to pay people to be on the air and talk. If they can get away with, you know, going with just music or very limited talk from announcers, whether they pre-record it or what have you, it's less expensive for them. We don't get these celebrities with big egos and big salaries to go along with them. These all have an impact, I think, in how much station owners let people actually go live on the microphone. Next, where do we go? Well, story about Ukraine. And we haven't had anything about radio-related things going on with Ukraine, but this is a really interesting one. It comes from Paul Thirst for Radio World's guest commentaries section. The headline is One Broadcast Engineer's Efforts to Send Radios to Ukraine. He goes on to say, I, like many other people, have been watching the situation in Ukraine unfold. My wife is from that part of the world, and it is concerning, or rather, it is a vast understatement to say it is concerning. With the onset of winter and the recent targeting of the electrical grid, the situation is getting worse. Knowing what it is like when the grid is down, the internet is down, and the mobile network is down, radio is often the only way to get information out to the general population. In this high-tech world, with all of the many media choices available, when all else fails, radio is still there. That is true here, and it is true in Ukraine as well. With that in mind, we reached out to someone who is working for an aid organization and asked if small battery-powered radios would be helpful. The answer was an enthusiastic yes. These radios are especially helpful in smaller settlements in rural areas where power restoration may take some time. Ukraine has a large government-owned public broadcaster, which has a large network of AM and FM radio stations across the country. Looking at a few Ukrainian and Russian websites, it looks like most of their transmitters are still on the air. The AM broadcasting was discontinued in 2018. However, as of February 26, 2022, they were back on the air on 675, 873, 1278, and 1404 kilohertz. We have sent a batch of 20 radios with AA batteries via an international shipping service in New Jersey. The radios are inexpensive portable units that cost about $10 each. Each radio will be distributed with six AA batteries, which should provide about 2,400 hours of listening time. We will hopefully hear from Roman, the aid worker, soon that they have arrived. In the meantime, I started a GoFundMe for others to help out. All of the monies received from the GoFundMe will be used to purchase and ship radios to Ukraine. So this is a really very impressive undertaking that this gentleman has taken on. And so simple. $20 AM radios with some AA batteries, and people are going to have 2,400 hours of listening time, whether they have the power grid working or not.
Yep, that's pretty good. It's really something unique. And yes, radios are needed because they'll be able to have the news they want. I mean, it must be quite difficult, especially when you don't know what's happening. So this is great for sure.
Yeah, we'll post a GoFundMe link on our Facebook page if you're interested in helping out this group. I think they'd if you're looking for something, you know, it's sometimes frustrating. What can we do to help? Yep. Well, here's something that's very inexpensive and can really go a long way to giving people something very, very helpful and probably comforting to them as well.
Yep.
Just to, you know, you see some of these pictures of people sitting in subway stations and train stations and underground and, you know, just trying to survive. So to have a little radio with them might be very, very helpful.
So we have Burkina Faso that bans French state broadcaster in a blow to press freedom. This is by Henry Wilkins, VOA News, via Stéphane Saint-Ange. Press freedom groups have condemned Burkina Faso's halting of broadcasts by French media outlet Radio France Internationale. Ouagadougou's military leaders linked the ban to RFI reporting that the junta describes as false. Critics say the military is seeking to control news and information as it struggles against worsening insecurity. Burkina Faso is the second West African country after Mali to take the French broadcaster off the air. Both countries are under military rule. In a statement, the Burkinabe military junta says Radio France International made false reports pertaining to an alleged foiled coup attempt last week and had given voice to Islamist militants. In the wake of the ban announced Saturday, RFI issued a separate statement saying it strongly deplores the authorities' action and will explore all avenues to restore RFI's broadcasting. RFI also cited its unwavering commitment to the freedom to inform and to the professional work of its journalists. Jonathan Rosen is with the Committee to Protect Journalists, a New York-based advocacy group. The Committee to Protect Journalists is alarmed by and investigating the suspension of French broadcaster RFI in Burkina Faso. It's unfortunate that as people in Burkina Faso and across the Sahel grapple with insecurity, authorities have chosen to deny access to a prominent source of news and information, he said. Reporters Without Borders says the authorities' decision will prevent other journalists from reporting on terrorism and could be illegal. The action against RFI comes after a number of anti-French protests across the country in recent months. Some blame Burkina Faso's military partnership with its former colonizer for the failure to stop the violence. So I guess one of the things that RFI will probably be thinking is a little more shortwave, as that at least will go through. But, you know, it's like all these broadcasters like the BBC when they get into countries and, you know, start FM relays. It's great, but we always have to remember that something happens in that country and, well, you turn off the FM voice of these stations, and that's why, once again, we need shortwave. Shortwave is the only way that it still goes and continues giving information.
You know, it proves the importance of radio, too, that in all of these types of stories that we have, they target the stations right away. When there's something being said on the radio that they don't like, they try to shut it down as quickly as they can. So, you know, that just proves that people are using this and continue to use radio as a source of gathering information, especially when there's upheaval going on in a country. So now we see two of the countries that have been supported by France in the past, Mali and Burkina Faso, both taking this action against the French broadcaster.
So we have upcoming ham radio contest.
We start in the Czech Republic, where the OKDX RTTY contest will take place, 0:00 to 23:59 Zulu, December 17th. That is organized by the Czech Radio Club. The bands are 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80. And this is a radio teletype contest.
One that I'm quite interested in might be participating, the RAC Winter Contest from 0 Zulu to 23:59 Zulu, December 17th, organized by the Radio Amateurs of Canada. The bands 160 through 2 meters without the work bands, and the modes CW, phone, SSB, FM, AM, etc.
Yeah, that's a great contest. I've participated in that. It's a full 24 hours. There are stations from all across Canada, including the territories. There are special RAC-designated stations that are on the air as well. Those are worth extra points if you're participating in the contest. But if you're just a listener and you want to tune in, you may take on the challenge of maybe trying to hear at least one station from every province and every territory in Canada. Yeah. If there's a chance of doing it, the day of the winter contest is probably a very good day to do it. So give it a shot on the 17th of December. We have the Croatian CW contest, 1400 Zulu December 17th to 1400 Zulu December 18th. That's organized by the Croatian Amateur Radio Association. It is 1.8 through 28 megahertz, so all the major HF bands, and it is CW only.
And there's the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge, 1500 Zulu December 17 to 1500 Zulu December 18, organized by the Boring Oregon Amateur Radio Club. And that's a 160-meter band contest, only CW.
Yeah, that's an odd name for a club, the Boring Oregon Amateur Radio Club. I looked it up to see why it's called that. Actually, the city where they're located is called Boring Oregon, so that's where the name comes from. We've had that that contest. They do a number of contests every year in that group, so yeah. 160 meters is always a challenge. We are out of time. We're closing in on the end of the year. We'll have shows coming up, though, right through. We will have something on the air on Christmas Day itself, which is a Sunday this year. We'll have more information on that for you next week. So we thank you for tuning in today and every week, if you're able to do so. We will be back again next Sunday morning with the next edition of our program on CKUT 90.3 FM, the International Radio Report.
Bye-bye.
United Nations.
To get to Sesame Street.